Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. OuterLimitsRadio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. Well, our featured guest needs no introduction. It is another trip with Constance Dallas, the astrophenom. She has been with the show since day one. She actually remembers what I used to look like when I had hair and only like one chin. I mean, seriously, like she remembers me in the days where women would look at me and they'd say, you know what? It would only take me about two drinks to find that guy attractive. Now it's like a 12-pack. But she is awesome. And she's going to give her predictions about what she foresees coming in the new year. Let us begin tonight's show. Welcoming back to our show is somebody who's been with us since day one, our beloved astrophenom astrologer, Constance Dallas. You can learn more about Ms. Dallas by going to her website at constancedallas.com. And if you want to know what the stars hold for you in 2021 or someone else, I highly encourage setting up a time with her. Ms. Dallas, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Always a pleasure. I'm just fine. It's a little bit cold here, but that's all right.
Constance is living in New York City. It's incredible. Surviving in New York City, so we commend her for that. So, Constance, being that 2020 was such a wonderful year, what are some of your astro predictions for 2021?
Well, I can confidently say that we will feel better in 2021. However, the COVID situation is not over. There will be advancements, and there will be certain pivot points throughout the year of improvement. But if we look at the cosmic picture, the big picture of why this virus has come and is so difficult in this country, we see the planet Pluto at work. So by at work, I mean all of the resonances from Pluto are being played out last year, 2020, and the year to come, 2021, and 2022, when Pluto makes an exact stop conjunction with the Pluto position of the United States. So, first of all,
and when does that happen?
It happens, I forget exactly the day, but it happens in 2022. But we're coming ever nearer and nearer. And the Pluto rules wealth, first of all. It can be spiritual wealth and material wealth. It also can mean corruption or the uncovering of systems that have become outmoded, outdated, and failing. So the big picture for COVID, for politics, for climate, for healthcare, is that these systems and the way we've been going about things isn't really effective any longer in the contemporary world or the modern world. So new things, new things, new things. And at the same time, there is a significant group of people and philosophy of, well, let's just get back to normal and things will be all right. Well, unfortunately, that's not true. But fortunately, we have other planets that are urging us and helping us to go towards the new and revolutionary. I don't mean we will have revolution, but the old guard and the old way of doing things is going to pass away.
Okay, but this, and, I gotta ask you some of this. As far as this old guard stuff, like when I say normal, like I just want to walk around, not wear a mask, and you know, live life. If this is going to be like a new normal where everyone's wearing masks and be afraid of each other, I'm going to resist that till death.
No, no, that's the least of our problems.
Okay.
There will be a time, and it will be sooner than later, that people won't be wearing masks.
Okay.
But the repercussions of the virus economically are going to change a lot of structures. So that, I mean, do you know that certain number of billionaires became trillionaires throughout the virus?
Yeah,
trillionaires.
Absolutely. Then the government bailed out the big businesses, and the small businesses, see ya. They're crushed.
When there's a country that's so big and so wealthy, there should not be anybody hungry. I mean, it's, I say again, obscene. So this is the bigger point of Pluto's return. I'm just going to see if I can get to it, give you a date, and see what we can create in terms of a fairer, more, it sounds naive, compassionate society. But for example, China, which is completely dedicated to the buck, not the buck, the yen or whatever it is. I don't know what the Chinese currency is. And they've destroyed the soul of their country. And I think that's not really going to happen here, but we're having a big, big controversy and conflict about it.
Okay. And let's just let's take away the for 1 second factor of this virus controlling everything. I don't necessarily think it's the virus. I think it's these bunch of control freak, power hungry people that want to rule the world, that want to impose their tyranny on us, want to destroy the old system to impose more tyranny on us. Do you see that as something that is also playing out as well? That the fact that the world is going towards less freedom, because when you can put everything on a digital dollar, when you can control everyone's transactions, I mean, that's just relinquishing all freedom. And that's where I see things going. So I'm wondering if there's anything in the charts that indicate...
Are you talking about virtual money?
Yeah. I see the digital currencies. I think, you know, the virus aside, think about the virus. I think these control freaks are trying to implement a new system in order for them to have more control. I mean, that's what all these lockdowns are.
There's a partial truth there, but the virus is real.
Okay.
The virus is a 100 year cycle. 1918 was Spanish flu, and really this virus kind of, but anyway, I'm not too into the data of the virus and how many numbers and positivity rates. And these are people that are trying to do the best they can so that the systems as they exist don't become overwhelmed. About virtual money, yes, that will become more more available and more popular. And the controls are really, you know, in existence now with all of this data telling people how they're going to spend their money and what they want to, be hounded by advertisements and all that other stuff. And that's the dark side of the internet. The upside of it is that people have been able to maintain contact. Zoom is not my favorite thing, but maintain contact when there's physical problems in getting together. And there are other benefits of the internet that will increase in 2021. I think we'll see more robots in healthcare towards the good. I think artificial intelligence will become more, I was going to say popular, but more accessible in a productive way, not in a 1984 control the world way. And then that will mean that we'll find out what really is human and cannot be duplicated by machines. And I'm talking about intuition and spirituality, because no machine can do that. And we live by that, our kind of our wits in that department, in our intuitions and our ideals. And that's not going to go away, even if we have all virtual money and blah, 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 which we won't, but it'll be more.
I hope not. I just want to know, like, overall, though, if you're looking at your outlook for personal liberty, do you think that's going to take a dip in 2021? I mean, does it have anything out there? And I'm also wondering if there's going to be a...
Well, look at it this way. Yeah. You know very well you are an Aquarius.
Yep.
And what's happening in a very few days, on December 21st, two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, move into Aquarius. And then in the distant future, 20 years, Pluto will move into Aquarius. So I think that Aquarius is a sign of personal liberty. And also Aquarius can be a sign of controlling people so that everybody has personal liberty, but there's still a control factor. So I think that personal liberty within the structures that will afford better care, better lifestyle, better things for all people is the way to go. I mean, it doesn't have to be a horror story of Big Brother.
So what I want to use is I want to know, how can we utilize these astrological events with that enhanced energy and direct that enhanced energy towards the darkness? Like, how do people of light-minded consciousness, you know, weaponize the astrological events so we can magnify the message?
You got the wrong word to begin with.
Okay.
Weaponize means destroy.
Well, destroy the darkness,
If you ever study the martial art or anything like that, the way to defeat is you meet it and you turn it around. And that's what we're in the process of doing. And the turning around is taking some effort. And it's not the way we usually think. I mean, I feel like we should smash things too, but it's not going to get us where we need to go.
And as far as 2021 goes, are there any noteworthy celebrities or politicians that may be leaving the planet? Is Bill Gates, is he going to go? Do you know when he's going to go?
No, Bill Gates isn't going to go. He's not going to go. Bezos is not going to go. I don't know. It's not looking too good for Rudy Giuliani. But okay. Anyway, I mean, he's in the hospital, but I hope he's well. I think even if Bill Gates did go, and I'm convinced he will not, I haven't thought about it, the structure that he created is still alive and kicking.
All right. But I mean, is there
I tell you the truth. I didn't give a lot of things thought to people that would be exiting. But we do see a lot of, this it's getting crowded up there in the spiritual realm because a lot of people are passing away.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Are there any other events that you chart that are seeing that are happening or that could be happening? I wonder if 2021 is going to be transition, because it's when you brought up 2022, there's another gentleman whose work I've been reading for a while. He's been predicting events. He said 2022 is going to be one of the most chaotic years in the history of America. And he's got a computer that's been predicting it. So I thought it was really interesting that you brought that up. So I'm just wondering if...
Well, 2022 does mark... It's by December of 2022 and throughout 2022, this Pluto conjunction does occur. And chaos... it's been pretty chaotic this year. But I think economically, we're in a I was going to say nosedive, but it's not a stock market crash because the figures are out of kilter. I mean, right now the stock market is booming, and yet the unemployment rate, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's very high, and people cannot survive. I mean, they're not eating. That's disgusting. So this is another structure that's going to have to go, and or change. It's going to have to change. And I can't pretend, because I'm not an economist, to know how and what ways, but I think that human ingenuity will find more equitable ways to manage resources. And this is the same for climate change. So I have to concentrate on the ideals of it rather than the destruction of it. Otherwise, you know, I go mad.
All right. Well, another question I have is, what are some of the astrological predictions into your life? Because everyone here wants to know what is going to happen with Constance Dallas in 2021.
Oh, well, my book is going to continue to do well. And
can you please tell us about the book?
Pardon me?
Can you please talk about the book?
Yeah, we can talk about the book. And it's interesting that you mention it, because Aquarius is the sign that rules astrology. And we see now, with the popularity of astrology on the internet, that people are getting hip to this very old, rich tradition that blends, let's say, cosmic wisdom with earthly practicality. So my book, How to Be an Astrologer, can clue anyone in to the ways that you can use or utilize this knowledge for your benefit, your friends, your family. For example, I do many travel charts for people. Nobody's traveling a lot right now, but still it will come back. And I always think, when there are big crashes and I study them, that could have been prevented. So I fantasize that, you know, the FAA will hire astrologers to take a look at departure times and good days, and run the travel industry on a more cyclical, according with, let's say, cosmic rhythms as opposed to profit rhythm.
I want to mention something real quick, is that I've read your books, Self-Care for Astrology. It's fantastic. And your books are really wonderful. Between the Sheets books was terrific. Yeah, my wife. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And by the way, if you're out there and you are looking for love and you're looking to start a relationship, I highly recommend reading Constance's books, because they're actually right on. I mean, if I had read your books before I'd been in some relationships, I would have never dated these people, because all the people I had like insane relationships with, they were all like, you should never date these people. So I wish I had discovered you like 10 years ago.
Yeah, astrology is useful. I always say I could put Match.com out of business.
Absolutely.
Right. But we should be of good cheer in the dark times that we are passing through. It will get better.
Excellent. Miss Constance Dallas, astrophenom. Again, she's been with the show from day one. Learn more about Miss Dallas by going to her website at ConstanceDallas.com. We'll also post links to her books. You'll also learn more about her in our newsletter, and highly recommend, if you want to find out what's going on in your life in the future and someone else, highly recommend getting your chart done with Miss Dallas. Miss Dallas, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth radio show. Special thanks to Constance Dallas, our beloved virtue. She's absolutely awesome. To learn more about the Outer Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outerlimitsradio.com. And until the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.